Nolte, FBI's treason is why policing must remain decentralized. By John Nolte on May 16, 2023. The Monday release of the Durham report merely confirmed what we already knew. 1. The FBI is a den of traitors, a branch of the Democrat Party that sought a coup against a sitting president, and 2. Nothing will be done about it. No one will be punished. Instead, Jake Tapper, de-election meddler, will continue to chafe Representative Adam Schiff's D-liar, backlive on CNN. Disgraced former FBI Director James Comey will continue to have a $100 million miniseries produced to celebrate his integrity. The godless left and its media enablers are only about one thing: obtaining and holding power, which means that anything that has to be done to meet that goal is moral. Opening the border to mass deaths, drug runners, and sex trafficking is moral. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. The CIA, FBI, and corporate media conspiring to manufacture a hoax is moral. The destruction of America's cities is moral. Murdering a healthy baby that survived an abortion attempt is moral. Destroying children with gay porn, adult sexualization, and permanent mutilating surgeries is moral. Spying on a presidential campaign using rigged warrants is moral. Knowing that, imagine this. Nationalizing the police. Imagine the FBI in charge of law enforcement in every neighborhood and town, in your neighborhood and town. No more local police departments. No more local sheriffs. Now the FBI handles law enforcement for the entire country from Washington, D.C. Think of the money that would save George Soros. Instead of buying fascist district attorneys like New York's Alvin Bragg, they are all Alvin Bragg. They are all James Comey. They are all Peter Strzok and Lisa Hussey. There is nowhere for us to run. No matter where we live, there are Comey, Strzok, and Hussey. Republican politicians, mayors, aldermen, etc. are accused of invented crimes and scandals and hounded out of office. Your guns are confiscated. Your rights are endlessly violated. You are tossed in prison for months without a court hearing. It is vital that policing remain localized, and that is why Democrats have already begun a crusade to nationalize policing. Although America is an expansive and diverse country, a country that needs local law enforcement to understand the population they protect and police, Democrats want to FBI every state, city, and small town in America. Those wonderful local sheriffs who refuse to enforce unconstitutional gun-grabbing laws? Say goodbye to them. The local police force held accountable by voters through sheriff and mayoral elections? Say goodbye to them. Keep your eye on this ball. We were caught off guard by these Soros-funded district attorneys and secretaries of state, and it has cost us in a big way. The resulting chaos and collapse in Democrat-run cities was a feature, not a bug, a deliberate way to chase out the hated middle class and cement Democrat power in those states and cities. Should we be caught off guard by an effort to nationalize policing, the game really is over. As far as the FBI, red state governors should immediately go to war with this treasonous institution. At the very least, red states should stop cooperating with the FBI in any and all ways. If possible, red state governors should close every federal law enforcement office in their state. The FBI is a cancer that must be removed. Nothing will be done to hold the FBI accountable in D.C., so whatever is possible at the local level should and must be done. The FBI sought to remove a duly elected president. Never forget that. I do not want to hear about the good ones. The good ones would resign. Watch, Gates, Dems should want to reform the FBI since it's been used against them not all that long ago. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.